In a provincial briefing December 15, Premier Jason Kenney announced that starting December 17, Albertans can visit any of 740 select Alberta Health Services locations to receive free COVID-19 rapid testing kits, which include 5 tests each. According to Kenney, the tests are intended for people who do not exhibit any COVID-19 symptoms. Albertans will be able to pick up a box for themselves and one box for those who cannot pick up themselves who might be in their households provided they have each individual's healthcare number, he said. Kenney also said starting December 15, any Albertan aged 50 or older, and all healthcare workers, can book appointments for a third dose booster vaccine, as long as 6 months have passed since their second jab. The premier added this means approximately 2 million people in Alberta are now eligible for boosters. Locally, Airdrie's rate of COVID-19 infections has remained relatively stagnant in recent weeks, with the city reporting 69 active cases as of December 13. According to the Alberta government's geospatial map of active COVID-19 data, Airdrie has seen 5,584 total cases since March 2020, and 22 Airdronians have died of the virus. Province-wide, Alberta confirmed 250 new cases on December 13, meaning the province was reporting 4,016 active cases as of that date. Of those active cases, 366 patients were in hospital, including 70 in intensive care units. Alberta had identified 50 cases of the new Omicron variant of concern as of press time, according to government data, including 20 additional Omicron cases on December 13, the highest daily climb since the variant was first identified in Alberta. 36 of the 50 cases involved international travelers, while 12 were among close contacts of previously confirmed cases. 2 Omicron cases are suspected to be from community transmission. We are closely monitoring developments around the Omicron variant and are taking immediate action to protect Albertans and slow the spread in our province, Kenney said, adding the government strongly encourages Albertans to do their part to address the threat of Omicron by booking a booster shot, using rapid tests when appropriate, and following the province's guidelines. In terms of vaccine distribution, the Alberta government's website indicates 7,170,647 doses of vaccine had been administered as of December 13. That means 89.3% of Albertans 12 and older have received one dose of a vaccine, and 84.9% of Albertans 12 and older have received 2 doses. Alberta's Chief Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Dina Hinshaw, said early indication is that Omicron is more transmissible than other variants or strains of COVID-19, but has resulted in less severe illnesses. That being said, she cautioned Albertans to remain vigilant. Even if the risk of each individual case needing ICU care is lower, if the total number of cases is much larger, the total acute care impact would be expected to be significant, she said. As of press time, Alberta's death toll involving COVID-19 was at 3,283. 8 new deaths were reported December 13. According to the province, 78.1% of all Albertans have received one dose of vaccine so far, while 72.2% of residents have received 2 doses.